Masechet Shavuot, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Here we'll talk about witnesses who know about what happened in a certain case, but the court wouldn't accept testimony from them. How does that play out in terms of Shavuot HaEdut and the need to bring the Korban for lying? Mishnah says, Amar Lishnayim, Mashbia Ani Alechem, Ish Peloni Uploni. If somebody said to two people, I am putting a swear unto the two of you, and he names them so and so and so and so, Shimatem Yodin Li Edut, Shetavo'u V'Te'iduni, that if you know testimony that would be helpful to me, that you come forward and testify for me. Shevu'ah She'en Anu Yodin Lecha Edut, and they respond to him, we swear, we don't know any testimony. We don't have any information that would be helpful to you. But in reality, v'hem yodin lo edut ed mi pi ed, they do know testimony that would be helpful to him, but not as a direct witness. Rather, they heard it from somebody else who was a witness. So they're a second hand over here. They didn't see it directly, but somebody that they know did see it directly and passed on that information to them. This type of testimony would not be eligible or accepted in court. Or another case, or shehaya ehad men karovo pasul, or even if they did see the event in question themselves, but one of them wasn't eligible to testify because he was a relative of somebody involved, and a relative can't testify, or he was a disqualified person who the Bet Din wouldn't accept his edut. In these cases, hare elu peturin, the witnesses would not be obligated to bring a korban for their lie about them not knowing knowledge, because their testimony wouldn't have been accepted in court. And if the testimony wouldn't have been accepted in court, either because they didn't see it themselves, they weren't eyewitnesses, or because they were a family member of somebody involved, or because they were generally pasul to give testimony, then the whole idea of them lying over here really becomes irrelevant, because we say it's only if they could have gave testimony in court and they held it back. In this case, they wouldn't have been able to give testimony in court. So therefore, their holding it back isn't something that would obligate them to bring a korban.